What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 202, and this episode is, of course, brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that helps us out and, of course, you know, keeps the podcast ongoing. With me is my co-host, Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Just a busy day at work and ready to relax on the podcast and do some gaming tonight.
Yeah. We will be gaming later. We have the link on the stream, as you guys can see, on our Twitch channel. That's where we do all the gaming. We do the podcast, of course, here on YouTube. But man, holiday, well, not all the holidays are over, but like the main holidays are over.
Yeah, Christmas and New Year's coming up, man.
Yeah, I guess Christmas and New Year's. But like, I've gone to so many Friendsgivings, right. Thanksgivings, like everything. I've eaten so much food.
Yeah, I did eat quite a bit over the last week. So
yeah, I've eaten way too much.
I think we got rid of all of our leftovers and everything, which is kind of nice. So
yeah, I felt like I've been eating turkey for like the past 2.5 weeks, maybe, or something like that. But then we had Black Friday.
Yeah.
And then we had Cyber Monday and all that craziness that goes with it. Now, did you go out at all for either of them?
Not like to go shop. Well, okay, we did go shopping. I went to Walmart on Black Friday, but it was at like, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So it was, I mean, it was still busy. It was a lot busier than I thought it would be, but it was nowhere near like the madness that Black Friday can be. So, and we weren't shopping for anything like doorbuster deals or anything like that. It was like random items we needed anyway. So
yeah, nope. I don't go out. I haven't for a long time. Just like, why, I guess.
Yeah, you know? And it's the Black Friday deals to me, like I feel like I got into that type of thing long before it became the commercial, like, you know, huge thing about 10 years ago, where you would actually get a leaked ad from Best Buy or somewhere, and it would be the same products that they currently sold, and you knew what they would be on sale for, so you would go and buy them ahead of time at regular price so that you would know that you had it, and then go back in like a day after Black Friday and get the extra money back on the receipt. So
you're really old.
Yeah. That was like when Black Friday, you know, ad leaks were, you know, you were getting these scanned copies from somebody's marketing department, and
That's kind of crazy to think about, because now like there's like dedicated websites that have the scans, you know, all the deals, and you know, for like a lot of it, I mean, unless you're looking for something specific, I would say the deals, I mean, to, you know, to deal with all the people and to wake up early and to do all of that, like, is it really all that worth it? And at least for like a lot of the things, like the deals were going on all week. They're like, oh, Black Friday early.
Yeah. Like, deals available now. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, okay.
We might as well talk about it now since we're talking about Black Friday. But you picked up, you got a nice little hardware upgrade.
I did. I bought the Ryzen 7 3800X, and I also picked up the Asus Crosshair 8 Hero. So looking forward to getting those installed. We'll do a full liquid cooled build coming up with that as well. So
pretty excited. We reviewed that board not that long ago, and I was actually surprised you picked this one up, but you're a Crosshair person. I feel
I am.
You like the USB ports on it.
Yeah, like I've got the Crosshair 6 now. I love all the USB ports. That was one of the main like reasons that I bought it. I think it's the best, one of the best looking boards for 570.
You know what's kind of disappointing, talking about PC hardware on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, is that Intel had no deal.
Yeah.
They had no sale. They had nothing.
It's pretty sad.
And it's like with their, especially when it comes to like, you know, their gaming processors, like there was nothing to be seen. And that was just like very surprising. I feel like they dropped the ball.
They probably lost out on so much, you know, in my opinion.
AMD had the 3800X, which you picked up on sale. They had the 3600X on sale. The Ryzen 7 2700X was like 150.
It was really cheap.
Yeah, it was super cheap. One of their newer APUs was on sale as well. And then they actually had a combo deal, which was a Cyber Monday deal. which was a, I believe it was a 3800X, like a higher end MSI X570 board and a 512 gig, Samsung, one of their M.2 drives, like their Evo, all of it together was like $150 less than if you would have bought them separately at their already discounted prices too.
Oh wow.
So that, like, that sold out. Like, I posted about it and then it sold out.
It was gone.
Like, yeah, it was gone. But like, those are the things that I just feel like Intel really dropped the ball. Like, if you could put together, you know, a decent Intel processor, Z390 board and like an SSD like that on a deal like that, I think that would be great. Or if you just like even discounted your processors like $30, you
know? Right? Anything, but yeah. Nothing. I don't know who's dropping the ball over there.
Yeah, I just feel like they kind of missed out, and that's an Intel thing. They never discount anything, so unless they're trying to clean house, which doesn't happen all that often. When they do that, I got a TV.
Have you gotten it in yet?
Yes, yeah. And
been a while since you had a new one too, right?
Yeah, so my TV was a Sharp Aquos from 10 years ago. Okay. I don't watch I guess I do watch a whole lot of TV, but I really don't, and like quality has never been a big thing. I stream most things too, and like, yeah, you can stream in 4K, but like
it's not like a Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's not like a Blu-ray. I don't play games on a TV. I play it on, you know, my monitor sitting in front of me. But I picked up I'll bring it up here for you guys. This the Samsung, I don't know, it's their QLED with, it's a 4K, it's their Q60 series 4K with HDR and Alexa. And the thing that was interesting about this is that this started the week of Black Friday. They started this TV sale, and it went all the way through, and the TV that I actually got, the 55 inch, is completely sold out now. But like 3 months ago, I talked about this maybe on the last podcast, like 3 months ago, I was looking for, you know, a 4K TV, and I don't need anything great. I don't need, you know, and like I had a price in mind, and I was going to get the cheaper Samsung, not the QLED, but the QLED ended up dropping down in price to like where I wanted, you know, kind of where I wanted to buy.
Sure.
The picture quality is awesome. It's 120 Hertz, which it is a little weird to watch TV at 120 Hertz.
Can you turn it back to 60? Can you turn that off?
I think you can, but I haven't even got into it. Yeah. But it's actually pretty cool. You know, like, again, I've had a TV that like had no smart capability or anything, but it, you know, it has this cool menu that comes up, and Samsung actually has their own streaming like TV, like channels that you
platform.
And all that kind of stuff. I can turn it on with Alexa, you know, but the picture quality is really good. And just the, you know, like my TV, I don't know how much it weighed, but it was like, it weighs twice as much as this TV. I mean, they're both flat panels technically,
right.
but yeah, it was, like I said, I'm so happy with it. Cool. Yeah. So really, really good deals. And I picked up, like, I think I still have it, 'cause I haven't even opened it. I have the, I don't know if you got one of these, the Amazon smart plug.
No, I didn't. I've got others from other companies.
Yeah, they had this deal. These were $5.
I should have.
You could only get one, and you had to order it through Alexa. So you had to do that. But I mean, $5.
That's not a bad deal.
But there was a ton of great deals. I think we saw deals pretty much across the board when it came to PC hardware, which is really great. I think they've really kind of embraced Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Before, it was like a lot of like laptops and full systems, but now we see like, I mean, Corsair, Razer, HyperX, Thermaltag, like all the big brands that you want to actually buy hardware from, like they all had deals. Things were incredibly discounted too. Sometimes up to like 50, I think I saw 58% off a Corsair keyboard. So a lot of really cool stuff. I think that I fully embrace just shopping online on Black Friday. It's just, you know, I feel it makes more sense, and you don't have to deal with all the craziness and everything like that. But let's jump into reviews. And we have two really cool products. The first one here is one of the fastest SSDs that I've ever tested. It's the Sabrent Rocket, and they actually make a PCI Express 3.0, but this is their PCI Express 4.0. M.2 solid state drive. We received the 1 terabyte version. You can see it here, and has this massive heatsink. It's probably the biggest heatsink that I've ever seen, or at least ever had the chance of like checking out on an M.2 drive. I mean, it is just, it's huge. It has heat pipes. Yeah. Like an M.2 cooler that has heat pipes, which is pretty cool. This is based on the same Phison controller and uses the same Toshiba 96 layer TLC NAND from Toshiba. So it's basically the same drive hardware wise as the Aorus Gen 4 drive that we also reviewed, and they actually perform pretty much the same. They're technically the same drive,
pretty much the same thing, except for different cooling solutions.
Different cooling solutions. So the thing about this cooling solution is that it is bigger, so you have to worry about it if it's going to fit and things like that. You can see just how big it is. I mean, it's really big. And it's wider too, so it's wider than your typical M.2, not by much, but it is a little wider. So those are things you're gonna have to consider when doing this. You have to install it yourself, and that wouldn't be an issue to me if like they just sold this drive as is, but they sell one without the heatsink, and they sell one with the heatsink. So if you're buying it with the heatsink, you want it installed. So sure. I just feel like that's like an extra, just an extra thing that doesn't, like an extra step that you, the user, have to take. I would just like to have it come and me install it. You know what I mean?
So you said they sell the cooler on its own?
They sell the cooler on its own. They sell a version of the drive, just a plain drive without it. You know, and they sell the, like I said,
I mean, I guess it gives you options. Like if you want that cooler and run it on a different drive, that's fine. Or if you want to use a different cooler on their drive.
Yeah.
It gives you options, just one all in one.
Or like I said, if you're going to use your motherboards, you're not going to buy the one that's more, because the one that comes with the cooler is, more expensive.
Right.
So, like I said, but as far as performance goes, I mean, this is super fast. It's rated for 5 gigabytes a second read and 4.4 gigabytes a second write. It performs
like it got pretty close to that.
Yeah, it got really, really close in pretty much all of our tests. And one thing that was interesting is that the write speed was actually about 200 megabytes per second faster than the Aorus drive. So I don't know if that's a firmware thing or what, but great performance, as you can see, super fast. And it's not all that expensive. I mean, when you think about it, this is 1 terabyte of it's a 1 terabyte SSD. It's $179.99. That is with the heatsink. $169 without it. And you can actually buy the heatsink for $25 as well. Mm-hmm. Just a great drive. I mean, can you, like, PCI Express 4.0 SSD?
That's so fast.
For under $200 for 1 terabyte, like, SSDs are just getting super affordable now.
Super cheap. Yeah, that's pretty good value.
Yeah, so I gave it a 9 out of 10, and I gave it a recommended award. So, like, if you would ask me, you know, what Gen 4 SSD should you get, this would be on the one of the ones on the top of my list. The only issue is, like I said, is that the heatsink doesn't come pre-installed, just for the fact, again, if you're buying the heatsink version, you're gonna want it, and it's an extra installation. And if you have never installed a cooler on an M.2, you might not know what you're doing, and and then just clearance issues, just look into your motherboard and see if it will actually fit.
Now, you ran this on the Aorus board, is that right?
Yeah, I ran it on the Aorus board. Yeah,
just all those shields and everything that come on so many of those boards now, you definitely have to watch out
I ran it in the bottom M.2.
Is that the only one it was really compatible with?
Well, see, the thing is that it's hard to see in that picture. Let me see if I have a different picture. No, I don't. So it actually, because of how you can use, it's hard to see, but the actual locking clip for the PCI Express slot will not close because of the heat.
Oh, it runs into the, wow.
Yeah. So those are things to think about, like I said.
Definitely.
But as far as performance, this is Acre 8 drive. Almost all the drives that are out right now are based on the exact same hardware. So it comes down to, you know,
some firmware tweaks and firmware maybe tweaks, thermals.
And like just like the Aorus drive, this also has a 5-year warranty too. So they're pretty much all, you know, cover the same. So definitely check out that review. Super fast SSD, just a great SSD. And yeah, it's like I said, it's about what is PCI Express maxes out at 3500, so this is at 5000. So nice little upgrade there. Nice. But yeah, remember, you do have to have a X570 motherboard and Ryzen 3000 series processor. You can't run it on an old
Ryzen with a new board.
Yeah, old Ryzen with a new board, it won't work that way. So definitely check out the review. Like I said, just an awesome, awesome product. And then I took a look at some DDR4. We were for a while now. You know, we were looking at DDR4 kits that weren't RGB. We're moving back to an RGB kit. You got to have some RGB.
You knew it wasn't going to last for long.
Yeah. So we took a look at HyperX's Fury, their RGB DDR4 3200 16 gigabyte kit. Fury is sort of like their kind of mid-tier range of products. Great memory, not the tightest timings on these. That's kind of expected. These run at 16, 18, 18 at 1.35 volts. So again, not the tightest timings when it comes to DDR4, especially at 3200 megahertz. But they're just like a great kit. And this kit does feature their but it's a technology that actually allows the memory to stay in sync, and that's important. Just in general, like, it's not a big deal, but you know, if you're looking at, like, I'm looking at my system over here and it has RGB DDR4 in it. And then they're all out of sync, you know?
Yeah, so mine.
Yeah, it just happens. I mean, that's just the way it is. But what HyperX has done is they have this technology where the modules kind of like speak to each other and they keep in sync. So all of the different effects you have will actually be in sync well after you turn on your system. So that's one cool thing. We saw it, I think, maybe 2 years ago at CES. And that was with their, I believe it was with their Predator modules. One thing that's cool about these is that they do work with their RGB software now. So if you do happen to have a motherboard that doesn't have RGB control that you're running this in, or you don't want to use your motherboard RGB control, their Ingenuity, is that how you say it? Yeah. Ingenuity. And what's interesting is that they're doing this all through Microsoft Store. So it's interesting. What do they call that?
Install there.
But I was kind of like, that's weird. Like, I just want to download an EXE, you know? But it actually worked great. It works out really well. It allows you to, you know, control the memory and things like that. The Predator kit that came out maybe like a year and a half ago did not have any of their own software. So it's nice that this kit does. You can control everything. You don't have to worry about like conflicts with your motherboard RGB software. You can just run it off this if you want. And it works really well in my testing with it. It worked quite well. You have a whole, you know, list of effects and different things you can do. And it does show, like, it will show in real time, you know, what the effects are doing and things like that. So works out really well. We tested the memory. It performed good, but I mean, it's not crazy high performance memory, right?
Yeah, again, it's not the high speed.
You're running at 3200 megahertz CL16. But like I said, I think it's a good kit. I think that the light bars are good. They're very bright. The diffuser works well. The software works good. It looks good. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
It looks pretty diffused. Like, I mean, you, in that picture right there, you can kind of see where the LEDs probably are, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Not the best RGB kit we've seen, but it's still really good. And then for like more of a mid-range, just like solid, like, you know, you're going to get this kit and you're not going to have problems.
Yeah, price is going to be your, I think, one of the main factors here.
Yeah, and this is $98.99 for the 16 gig kit. So yeah, so I think it's a good kit. Like I said, it's a more solid kit. It's like a kit that's like, yeah, this is going to work on my motherboard. You know, with those 4,000 and higher kits, you're like, you might have some issues. It might not run, you know. And it does have the software, which I think is a big thing. And I think that having good RGB software is a good thing. And when you don't have it, it's kind of...
Yeah, it's a headache.
Yeah. So again, I gave it a 9 out of 10. It's just kind of basic memory. So, you know, we couldn't give it a 10 out of 10. So... So yeah, so that brings us to Case Mod Friday, and the Cooler Master, the Case Mod World Series, just finished up not that long ago. So there's a lot of builds coming from that, and we're featuring one. So this one is called the SL600MI or Me. I think it's probably wants to call it Me.
Me, probably.
Yeah. Time Play, who's the builder, he took Cooler Master's SL600M, which is an ATX case, and turned it into a mini ITX case, which is actually really cool. Lots of water cooling in here. Just some awesome stuff. Really great cabling in here. He has kind of gone with the Cooler Master Purple, which is, you know, like I said, I think it works well in this case.
Yeah, I think this build's pretty awesome.
And what's one thing that's cool is that, you know, most of the time, let me find a better picture of like maybe in the back here. Most of the time you see a motherboard, you know, up against the back, right? Mm-hmm. He's actually built a custom motherboard tray that sits on top of the PSU. And there were a couple ITX cases that did this a few years ago. We don't see it as much anymore, but very cool. All, you know, custom build here. Really, really great. It just looks good. And whatever this powder coating here is on the power supply.
Yeah, well, it's got his logo there.
Yeah.
It almost looks like it's a piece of acrylic that he cut.
Yeah, oh, whatever.
Well, maybe not.
I think it is powder coated. I don't know, but that's...
It's got some glittering there.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It looks awesome. Just a great job. And like, the water cooling's there, the cabling's there. Like, it's just a solid build. But if you would like look at this from, you know, it's just sitting there, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's just like, you know, but once you take the sides off, it's a really, really good build.
Yeah. And if you, that build log has some great pictures in it as well. I mean, it's got so many images from him.
Yeah, so we linked the build log in the post so you can see how he kind of basically cut the case down in size. And
it gets torn up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's pretty impressive. And you see these builds get completed and you're like, yeah, like it's cool. Like I could do that. But then you don't realize he basically took the whole case apart, cut it in half, made it into a smaller case, like did all that stuff. And if you look at the case, I mean, it looks like, you know.
Yeah, looks like you could just go buy it.
Yeah, so his whole thing was that he wanted to kind of maybe inspire Cooler Master to make a mini ITX version of the case. So maybe they will in the future. Maybe it's something we'll see at CES. I don't know.
Yeah, that reservoir he made. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, really cool stuff. So definitely check that out. And as I always say, we do have our full section of Case Mod Friday builds. So if you're looking for inspiration, or you just want to see what's possible, maybe you're new into building, you know, PCs and you want to see what's possible, we have a ton of builds in there, so definitely go ahead and check that out. And giveaway is still going on with Corsair. Yes, contest. So we are giving away, if you guys don't know, a Corsair IQ QL120 RGB fan kit. It's their 3 fan kit that comes with a controller. Basically, we'll get you set up in the Corsair ecosystem. Still 13 days left, so just under 2 weeks left on this. Super easy to enter. We reviewed the fan kit a few weeks back. Check it out if you're interested in these fans. It's pretty much the best RGB fans that Corsair makes currently. And we're giving you guys away a kit. So pretty excited about that. Yeah. So check out the page. It is linked in the show notes. And you can go ahead and get your entry in for that. And that brings us to news. And I feel it's like the time of year where it's like, okay, companies have already released all their stuff for holiday. Yep. So we're in this kind of lull between that time and CES where we're like, there's just like a few releases and like basically rumors and like things like, oh, you know,
maybe we'll see this, yeah, in Vegas, who knows.
Yeah,
it is kind of a downtime though.
Yeah, so to start things off, we have some news about AMD, and a lot of people have been asking about this, is the RX 5500 and RX 5500 XT and RX 5600, which is something we've never talked about. So according to these reports and rumors, is that AMD will unveil their RX 5500 XT and an RX 5600 series. So the 5600 series is something we've never talked about. You know, in the 5500 XT is something that we have talked about. The 5600 we haven't, and we don't know what it's going to be based off of, because it's going to sit between the 5500 XT and the 5700 XT or 5700. It's kind of interesting. You know, when we first heard about the 5500 XT, we thought there would be something in the middle, but it's kind of weird that this one has remained under wraps, at least until now, I guess.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been any like driver leaks on this. There hasn't, like, you know, which means like people don't have this yet. Like, it's not out there.
Right.
You know,
I almost feel like they're playing NVIDIA's game right now with like reacting to an NVIDIA part with some of these launches. Maybe not, because really we've only had the 5700 series and we're getting, you know, just kind of fleshing out this new architecture. So maybe not, but it just feels like we've had so many releases lately from the NVIDIA side that this feels like a reaction to them.
Yeah, in these cards, so the 5500 XT is meant to compete against the 1660 Super, and the 5600 series will be against the 1660 Ti.
Okay.
Which, again, I don't like all these names. But yeah, so with that said, the 5500 XT, we already know, has 1536 stream processors. The RX 5700 non-XT has 2,304. So there is wiggle room between those two, a decent amount, to release some type of card. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we'll see. But it, from what I know and from what I've heard, the 5500 XT is not far off. I know people that have them already. So that release should be coming here in the next, you know, week or so. And then the 5600 XT might be a little bit after it. They might launch on the same day. I don't know. But so, yeah. So cool. We're going to get more competition, which I think is a good thing. I think,
sure,
you know, it's coming down. And
I mean, at that price range right now from the AMD side, you've got old tech. So it'd be nice to have some new tech in that price range from them.
Yeah. And I think a lot of, not to sound bad, but like a lot of AMD fanboys aren't like the ones who spend a lot of money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
It's about it still is the value.
It's the value brand,
especially on the GPU side. It still is.
Yep.
So I think, you know, they'll be really happy to see newer tech, like not an architecture that's like a revision of a revision of a revision.
Yeah.
You know. So that's like I said, that's exciting. We'll definitely let you guys know about those cards when they do come out. And moving on to a very interesting design, and we want to talk about this because I think it is interesting, and I want to make a couple points about these cards, based on their looks specifically. So HIS has released these new pink and blue army RX 5700 XTs. You guys can see them here. They're very interesting in their design. And the thing that I have to say about these, well, first, they are based off the company's Ice Cube X2 design. They're basically the same card. They just put a different shroud and backplate and everything like that on them. The thing I have to say about these, especially, I guess both of them, like if you're doing a pink theme build, like this would look cool, right?
Yep.
You know, so we have a pink camo and a blue camo, but like, especially the blue, how are you going to match this with anything?
Right. You have to be doing a frost theme, or maybe like a water theme, right? Like it locks you in.
Which
I don't like to see.
The biggest thing is that one, even if you're going to paint your case or your motherboard or any of that stuff blue, it's not going to match, you know, it's not going to match this. Like this, like you're not going to match. You're
definitely not going to get that pattern for sure.
You're not going to get the pattern. And the card, I feel, is just going to stand out. It's just going to stand out. And it's not even like, we've seen some kind of like camo-ish designs, but they're like, they're not crazy like this. And they're not, like I said, I just think this card is just going to be like, just be an eyesore inside of your case.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they're like a limited quantity type of release. Just
I could honestly see like the pink one makes sense. Like there's not that many cards available for people who like pink and females. Like this one makes more sense. The blue, I just think it's going to stand out way too much in the build, and it's just not going to look right. It's not going to match. If you have an all blue system or an all black, it's just not going
to
match up
well. Scroll down to the back plates. See, now those don't, like, I can get behind those. Those look fine to me.
Yeah. Yeah. The backplates look great.
Continue something similar on the shroud, maybe, right? Maybe one or two tone, and maybe not the, I mean, I know they're going for that camo look, I guess, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see, like, I could see them doing these colors, you know, with some streaks or something like that.
Right.
But the camo just makes it so hard for it to, look good. It's just gonna stand out to me. It's just old man said he can't see them because they're camouflage. I mean, they just, like I said, it's just, they're just out there. So that is
interesting.
That's a very, very interesting cards from HIS. Moving on to Intel, and of course we know Intel supposedly.
This was some pretty recent news, wasn't it?
Yeah, today this came out. But, you know, we know Intel is working on discrete GPUs, at least we think. And, you know, when they came out and they said they were doing this, they snagged, the main guy from AMD, Raja Koduri. They snagged him, who was AMD's chief GPU architect. So that's like a huge, you know, but then they start snagging like all of the PR people, everybody who worked at AMD went over to Intel.
Right. So you figure they would probably have something pretty decent in the works.
Yeah. But both Chris Hook and the main marketing girl who was at AMD, they're no longer with Intel. They announced last week that they left Intel. So that makes you wonder, like, okay, especially Chris Hook, like, I believe he worked at AMD for like 10 years.
Quite a while.
Yeah. So why in less than a year, or maybe a year, have you left already? Like, that's just a big red flag to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, you're technically like really making a major change in your life, moving from one company to another. Obviously, I'm sure he relocated as well, you know, because AMD is in Texas and Intel is in California, I believe. So that was like some red flags last week. And then this week, there's a lot of rumors going on. One is that the efficiency of these discrete GPUs is not anywhere close to what AMD or NVIDIA have, which is kind of not good.
Kind of sounds familiar though from the Intel camp efficiencies.
In that, this kind of makes sense to me, is that there's not going to be any add-in board partners at launch. That really makes sense, especially from an add-in board partner perspective. If you're coming out with a new graphics, you know, a new architecture and everything like that, we're not going to make this, we're not going to put our R&D and our money into making a custom design for this. People might not even want it.
Yeah, have them sit on the shelf. And
and then
I am kind of hyped for him. I know old man in the chat just said kind of the same thing. He's interested in those cards. And I hope that Intel does well in them, right? Adding a new player to the game. Competition, like we always say, is great. But I don't know, these first iteration may not make
it. The thing about it is that one, GPU tech is probably so complex and so hard. And to do, why do you think NVIDIA is number one? Because it's hard. And even their they're still number one, and the RTX series was kind of crap, like compared to the previous generation, right?
Sure.
And you know, AMD has always had a hard time keeping up with NVIDIA and all of that. And then Intel, yes, I think if anybody would do it, Intel would be it because they have the resources. But the resources are kind of dwindling. Like, we don't know if this product is 10 nanometer or 14. If it's 14, their 14 nanometer fabs are like pretty, you know, clogged up right now with everything that they're doing. I mean, they put $1 billion into their 14 nanometer fabs, and they still have shortages. Like, there's all that stuff going on with Intel. And I don't think Intel is, just like we saw, we talked about it last week with their kind of shady release of their 10 series on high-end desktop. Right. Like, there's this big corporate thing that's like, this is the way we're doing it. And I feel that at least in the gaming and enthusiast GPU market, which is where they said they were going to be, they wanted to be, there's nobody at Intel that identifies. They have hired people from other companies that identify with those people, but as you saw last week with the high-end desktop launch, they still have has to be somebody making these bonehead decisions,
right? That's out of touch. And yeah,
so all that's going on. And then at Supercomputing 2019, which was a few weeks ago, Intel did announce a new category of GPUs based on the Xe architecture. And these are specifically made for data center, artificial intelligence, and high-performance computing workloads. They're not made for gaming. They're not a consumer card. Intel codenamed this Ponte Vecchio after a bridge in Florence. These are supposed to be 7 nanometer, and they will more than likely won't be here till 2022. One thing that I have to say about this is, yes, Intel did say that they were working on both consumer and enterprise solutions, but do you think that Intel could be like, well, this really isn't working out in the enthusiast space, we're just going to go towards, you know, what we know, which is enterprise, and, you know, the enthusiast product will kind of be like dropped?
Possibly. I mean, they've kind of hyped it quite a bit, I think, by releasing some of these images, and I don't know, to just drop it. But they also probably have the resources to be able to drop that segment and still be fine.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, we talked about it for a while. We're like, oh, we'll see this at CES 2020. That's like a month away, and I don't see us seeing anything.
No.
I just don't see it, unless these rumors are completely wrong. And again, it just really, it makes you wonder what went so wrong with Chris Hook and the other girl who were at AMD for such a long time. They go to Intel, and within a year, they're gone. Like, what happened, right? So it just makes you wonder. But again, these are rumors, so they could show us this. They could show us this picture.
They could have that card these images,
So we can see all this at CES. We don't know. We'll find out. That's all I can really say about it.
Yep.
So on to the next piece of news, which also has to do with Intel. Dell actually had their quarterly results call, which all big companies do, obviously. And when talking about their revenue forecast for the entire year of 2019, they actually cited Intel CPU shortages have worsened their quarter over quarter, impacting their commercial PC and premium consumer PC Q4 forecasted shipments. So basically, they called out Intel and be like, yeah, Intel can't get us enough parts.
I can like comment on this from a work perspective, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I got an email from my Dell rep a month or more ago citing this exact news piece that was essentially a confidential message saying, hey, like, you know, we're having issues with Intel stock. So stuff that we would normally be able to provide, there may be more lead time. So get your orders in now type of deal. And, you know, previous to that, we had been trying to order some systems and having a lot longer lead time and delivery time on them. And we were all kind of thinking, well, you know, we've got the end of Windows 7 support coming up. And I know a lot of folks are opting to go with new systems as opposed to upgrading their 7 systems to 10. So we kind of were like, well, you know, there may be some of that situation with the lack of product and speed of getting stuff. But I think this actually had more to do with it than anything.
Yeah. And again, they did spend $1 billion. To
still can't
retrofit their facilities to make 14 nanometer, also working on getting 10 nanometer off the ground. And that's a big halt for them as far as performance goes. You know, they just can't match supply, which I guess isn't a horrible thing, but it is when you can't deliver your products mm-hmm. that have been ordered probably.
Yep.
So Intel's just not.
This has not been their year. No.
Yeah, this has not been their year at all. Another kind of, I guess you could say this is a strike against Intel and one a win for AMD. According to a study by the EHA, which is the European Hardware Association, they do an independent study asking people, you know, what CPUs they prefer, what graphics they prefer, and everything like that. And 60% of European PC enthusiasts, so I think it was 10,000 people that responded, 60% of those prefer AMD CPUs, which is kind of, I would, you know, I'm not super surprised at this point, you know, just because of the availability and pricing and obviously Ryzen 3000 and how good it is now. And I think a lot of people who were maybe on an older Intel chip, they probably upgraded to Ryzen 3000. They were excited about PCI Express 4.0. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're on an AMD system. And that's what they prefer right now. I'm not surprised by this. But if you look at it, you know, in last year, AMD only held 40% of this same survey. And the second half of 2019, they went up to 50%, and now they're up to 60%. So that's
pretty good deal.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Also, AMD graphics cards. The first half of this year, they were at 19%. They went up to 23%, not like a big deal, but because there are more AMD graphics cards in the market with the 5700 and 5700 XT, you got more more choice. So I think more people are going that way.
It is pretty funny though on these graphs, the ratio of NVIDIA graphics on both AMD and Intel CPUs compared to Intel or AMD CPUs with AMD graphics.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but yeah, guys, I think, like I said, I think this is just a great year for AMD. They've kind of done all the right things. It's just now it's in Intel's court to kind of get 10 nanometer going and get us the good products and, you know, bring us value because AMD has done it. So, but again, this isn't like in general, you know, this is just from one survey of 10,000 who responded to the survey. So this is
right. What was the audience, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what that is as well.
Yeah. So this is an independent study, but it's cool to see. And it's another, like I said, another good thing going for AMD. Talking about AMD, we have some news about the X570 successor. It's supposedly supposed to be called X670. It kind of makes sense because we're going up in numbers. but it looks like this will not be made by AMD. So the big thing with X570 is that it was built in-house by AMD and that it was three times power requirements were three times as high as the X470. It required active cooling on almost every motherboard except for one. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're going to be shopping this to a third party, which really makes sense. I think the biggest thing with X570 was that AMD wanted PCI Express 4.0. Huge selling point of the platform.
Sure.
I don't think a company like AS Media could meet their requirements, or at the time,
maybe they couldn't. The time, I think.
Especially when it comes to like power requirements or power requirements that AS Media was comfortable with, as far as like, oh, now you're going to make motherboard manufacturers put fans on this, they're going to blame us. You know, sure. There could be a lot of politics and things like that. But it looks like X670 will be built by a third party, more than likely AS Media. That's who's built all of the other AMD chipsets. I think it just makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, let them go back to doing what they do best, right? Like AMD, keep on making chips. AS Media, go ahead and make chipsets, or, you know, whoever they end up going with.
Yeah. I don't know who, like I said, we don't know, but it's from, like, again, all these rumors this week, it should be AS Media. You would think they did X470 and X370 and all that. Yep. So yeah. And then we'll go to Zalman. Who you haven't heard from.
Who?
Yeah, who? Who's Zalman? We actually talked about Zalman this summer, or
yep.
Not summer. That's that March, April? Or no, it's the end of May, right? Computex is the end of May?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so Zalman, Aaron, we'll show the article that we had for that, is that at Computex this year, Zalman, of all people, showed up a lot. There's actually a lot of coverage, but one of their biggest things was their CNPS 20X cooler, dual tower cooler. The interesting thing about it is that in the center is pure copper, which I absolutely love. And these have finally made it to market.
Can you put that up?
Oh, yeah.
On the screen?
I might.
There we go.
My chopper. Here we go.
Perfect.
So, awesome dual tower cooler.
Yep.
Copper in the center. Just great. And these have finally come out. Again, they were showed at Computex, and now they are out. So, there's a CNPS 20X, which is this guy right here, with a copper in the center, as you can
dual
see.
Dual tower, right?
Yeah. Dual tower.
Dual fans,
which do have RGB lighting. Interesting fan design, kind of different looking.
Not a fan of that fan, but.
And then they have the CNPS 17X, which is the single tower. I absolutely love the way this looks. Again, this is like a render, but I still think it looks quite good. And if the performance is good, I think this will be a really great cooler, this one. The 20X is kind of like the big boy if, like, you really mm-hmm. need something this big. This is kind of like an all-around cooler, I think, for a lot of different platforms.
Yeah, I was happy to see them coming back. I've taken a look at a couple of their older CNPS models and was always really happy with them, and they always seemed to perform really well, and then they just kind of disappeared. But it's nice to see them back, and hopefully it performs well.
Yeah, the prices on this so these are only available in Europe right now. But this one was 80 euro and this one was 60 euro. So pretty high. Mm-hmm. This one was supposed to be $100 US, which I don't know the conversion, but, right around that price. So this is like competing with a high end Noctua, cooler. So hopefully the performance is there. Maybe, you know, if we can reach out to them and see if we can get one of these, into reviews. I love the Teslas. I love just big ass CPU coolers. Like, I don't care how much space they take up. I just like this big, massive thing in my, there. Yeah. Just love it in my seeing this big ass thing, and it just knows that it's that's a powerful funny. System in there. So yeah. And we'll move on to gaming news. I think the Jingle Jam is back again over at Humble Bumble or Humble Bundle.
Bundle.
Yeah. Bundle.
Bundle.
Bundle. So the Jingle Jam 2019 is going on. I think this is such a great deal. One is that every day you're going to get at least one new game, and it seems so far you're getting like more than one game per day, and everything is going to charity, all of it.
Oh, wow. Not just a portion, everything.
Yeah, not just a portion. So basically you pay $30 is like the minimum.
Okay.
And then with that $30, you get, like I said, a game a day, if not more. And all your money goes to charity, and you're getting, it's kind of like you could, here, I'll bring up the website. where you guys can, you know, go ahead and see this is if you go down here, like here's the games that have been unlocked already. I mean, and it's what, it's the fourth. So, and you can see like, you know, this comes in 15 hours, like the fifth. And there's other things on here besides games, like 41% off a purchase on display.com. Like they're throwing in a lot of things to this to make it really cool. They've sold,
man, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they've sold 48,138 of these bundles, raising over $1.5 million, which is awesome. Cool. And again, this is a Humble bundle, so you can pay the $30, which is like the minimum to get in on all this, or you can pay $1,000, or you can pay $100, whatever you want to.
Maybe like their number one contributor, who's paid $5,000 for it.
Yeah, he's paid $5,000. And they do have a leaderboard here, so if you pay, I guess, $200 or more, you'll be able to make it on this leaderboard and stuff like that. It's just such a great thing. I think they're streaming every day. The guys over at the Yogcast, they are streaming every day too. So I just think it's such a great thing.
That's cool.
I just threw out the $30 for it because I was like, oh, this is fun. Like every day I'm going to check this page and see what games I get, you know, and if I don't get the games, I can just give the codes to people or, you know, if I don't like the games, I can just give the codes to people or whatever. Yep. So guys, check this out. I think it's really cool. It's great. It's for charity. Like,
you know, codes. That reminds me. I, with my purchases we talked about earlier, I have,
codes
for some free games.
That's what I always hate. Not that I hate it, because I can't really complain because I'm getting the products for free. But like when I get a graphics card to review, or like a motherboard that's part of those deals, like I don't get those deals, and I'm like, damn it, I have to like buy that, you know, that, buy game.
Now.
Yeah. So that's, but anyways, but check this out. We have the link in the article to this. I just think it's such a great thing that they're doing, and it's cool. It's like what's that thing called where you open. Like at holiday time, you open the thing.
Oh, yeah. Advent calendar.
It's like an advent calendar for games.
With games.
Like it's kind of cool. So definitely check it out. $30. Well, like you'll get your money's worth. I think they said there's $708 worth of awesome stuff. So whatever that is. But yeah, definitely cool. Check that out. And our last piece of gaming news is an interesting one.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
So apparently you can play Doom on really old, really, really old,
really old
digital cameras. So the guys from LGR put up this video where they played Doom and even installed an MP3 player on a digital camera from 1998. So if you can remember what digital cameras were like way back when, apparently you can play Doom on them, and it's all possible from a website that's no longer exists, but it's in the web archive called Maimed, and they actually have like an MP3 player for, you know, these Kodak cameras, Doom for these Kodak cameras, you know, Exodus for these Kodak cameras, NES emulators for these
like what, how do you even get this idea? And then like they've obviously spent some time on it, because that's a lot of games for a lot of cameras.
It's just like I said, it's really that's cool. Funny. The video is pretty cool. I mean, you can actually like see them playing it, which I think is like, you know, pretty awesome. But yeah, it's just like I said, it to be able to play the game or like an MP3 player on the camera, on a camera from 1998.
Right. Which, that's 21 years ago. That's nuts.
Yeah. It's just, that's just crazy to me.
That's funny. You know?
And it plays
and
well.
It runs pretty smooth.
It looks like it plays well.
It's horrible.
And you control with like the buttons on the camera. Like,
well, and that one is nice because it has that kind of D-pad.
So yeah.
It's, it just lends itself to playing.
So if you want to check that out, or, you know, say like, I can't remember when I got my first digital camera. It was definitely, it wasn't 98, but it was, I think it was like early 2000s when I got my first digital camera.
Yeah, I mean, like late 90s is when I first started using them, like in high school, right? To like take a digital photography class or something.
Yeah.
So,
if you have one of these laying around, you can play Doom on it if that's what you want to do.
I mean, you're probably not taking pictures with it, so you might as well.
Yeah, you're definitely not taking pictures with it, because we have we all have these things called phones that take pretty decent photos. But yeah, that is it, guys. We usually talk about if we did anything tech related this week, and we both talked about
covered that.
Did you do anything else? See anything else?
We did like our little bit of a stream on Black Friday did some gaming there.
Oh yeah,
just had a group of players playing. So that was kind of fun. Past that, no, I mean, a week just flies by.
It's when it's like this time of year, I think that everything just goes so fast. You have family things, then you have to get like all your shopping. Like there's just
shopping, no time. Holiday stuff. Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about before the podcast. I played.
New Star Wars.
We talked about it when I first got it. I played it a little bit. I played for 2 hours the other night, and it is such a good game. I feel like I'm playing you feel like you're playing a movie, and that's what I think most Star Wars fans who are gamers
that's what
want.
They want. Yep.
And it's really good. And even like I'm running a 2080 Super, so like my graphics are really good, but the graphics are really good. It feels good. Like it's just a good game.
Cool.
And then also enjoying The Mandalorian, of course, the Star Wars show on Disney Plus. I've just been working on reviews. That's basically it. Oh, we didn't talk about
what's coming up.
Coming up. So Cooler Master sent me their Master Air MA620M. I've been talking about it for 2 weeks, and it did not have the correct RGB controller with it.
Whoops.
So they're sending me a new one. It's in the mail. Hopefully I'll get it in time to have us for next week's thing. So I will be taking a look at that. And I'll be taking a look at a case from Inwin. It's the 309, which is very cool because it has this sort of like 8-bit screen on the front, which you can customize.
You can do to that thing. I mean, you can pretty much do whatever you want. And they've got some really cool designs there.
I'm gonna try to get like the Think Computers logo in there. We'll see if I can do it. But yeah, this is their case. And Inwin always has a weird way with designing things. If you look at the inside, like the airflow is always an issue.
Well, it looks like the 303 kind of to me. Yeah, where they've got those three fans up top like that.
So these are RGB fans too, which is cool. So I'll be taking a look at that. And then I'll be taking a look at one very super crazy secure flash drive. It is the iStorage Data Assure Pro 2. This is the second revision of their super ultimate secure USB flash drive. It's all of these government compliant security things, hardware encryption. This one's fast. It's USB 3.2 Gen 1 or USB 3.1. and they do really cool things. Like people don't realize, like this iStorage, like on their drives, they put this like crazy coating on top of it, so like you can't, like say you broke this up and you wanted to somehow get to the chips, like it's, you can't, like there's all this kind of stuff on here. This is FIPS 140 level 2 and 3 compliant, tamper proof, you know, all this kind of stuff. So if you need something that's like crazy secure, this is going to be the drive for you. So I'll be taking a look at that as well. So that is basically it, guys. Be sure to join us here in 15, 20 minutes for our gaming stream.
10, 15, probably.
Yeah, something like that, like 15 minutes on twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. And guys, for the podcast, you know, if you don't want to watch us on the live stream, if you want to get the audio on all of your podcasting software, just search Think Computers, all one word. We're on everything. If we're not on some podcasting app that you use, definitely let me know, because that means I messed up somewhere.
Yeah, let's get there.
Yeah, let's get us on there. So until next week, we will catch you guys later.